Next weekend, the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra gets busy with the Music Now Festival for a pair of world premieres. There are two musical works that will depict the lives of two American arts figures. Festival Artistic Director Bryce Dessner is on the line for a preview of the performances. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for speaking with me.
So, thank you. Let's get one thing right off the table. You're mostly known for your guitar work with the rock band The National. How do you go from that to collaborating with the CSO and Louis Langres?
It dates back to really the kind of origins of my music education, which were primarily classical. Growing up, I studied flute and then classical guitar at CCM and ended up doing a master's degree in music at Yale. So I have a long history of performing and writing contemporary music, and that coexisted with my rock bands, which were primarily, bands I started with my brother Aaron, who's my twin brother. I guess people might know the band well, obviously, because it's become more popular, but I think that the kind of duality of my musical identity has always been there. And if one is sort of predates the other, it's actually the classical side. So in a way, it's kind of more fundamental to who I am.
And what exactly is the Music Now Festival all about?
Music Now was started, this is our ninth season, and it was started as a kind of homemade, intimate, very organic festival with a strong commitment to new music and collaboration and commissions and presenting music in an intimate environment for both the benefit of the audience, but especially for the artists, actually, so that artists could come and maybe try something new and take risks in a way they might not feel comfortable playing in front of a large audience in one of the capital, kind of media centers of America or Europe. So we've had a kind of amazing run of working with a really diverse group of artists. I always say it's Music Now is like a snapshot of contemporary music culture. We don't have any ideological agenda about what fits within that definition. So we've had, singer-songwriters, we've had African musicians, flamenco artists. We've had a lot of important contemporary classical groups and composers. It's been quite diverse in that way.
Well, let's talk about these premieres with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. These will be a couple of concerts on Friday and Saturday evenings. Friday, it's a piece called Pleasure Ground by Nico Muhly. Have I got that name right?
Nico Muhly.
Muhly, okay. And this is a portrait of landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted. And what can you tell us about the composer and his subject?
I mean, Nico Muhly is probably of the kind of young generation of American composers. I would say he's in many ways, one of the most talented new voices in classical music. He's had, just recently had his Met opera premiere, and he's written a lot of really amazing orchestral music. And he's an interesting character, and then he's kind of equally will work with, major classical artists, people like Hilary Hahn or Emmanuel Ax, but he'll also do, work with rock bands and has had music performed by all kinds of, all the major orchestras, but then also kind of less traditional ensembles. And that way, I think his work is symbolic of a kind of sea change in classical music. It's just sort of opening up of the institutions and a kind of younger audiences really taking an interest in this living culture. And I think Nico, he's a fantastic pianist. He's a really master orchestrator. He works very well with text. So in this case, he said Pleasure Ground is is inspired by the life and work of Olmsted, where there's, obviously a New York and a Cincinnati connection to him. So he was, when he was asked to do this project, the Cincinnati Symphony, we talked about the kind of the Lincoln portrait of Aaron Copland being the kind of basis of these pieces that were written this year. And so Nico chose Olmsted as someone he wanted to be inspired by.
And you mentioned the name of the connected to the other premiere on Saturday. It's called Mountain, the composer David Lang. And that piece is about Aaron Copland. Does it have any musical connections to Copland's own work?
I've talked to David about it a few times as it was evolving. I'm not sure actually musically if it does. I think usually David's work is for Nico and I, we're very close with him. He's been a kind of a mentor and an influence with us. David is in his mid-50s and is the Carnegie Hall composer in residence and won the Pulitzer a couple of years ago and really writes just unbelievably beautiful music that also has always a kind of elegant conceptual basis for it. So in the case of Mountain, I think that
I suspect anyway that musically that it's you know, taking inspiration from Copland's life and work, and possibly not so much, though, directly musically.
Now, it's interesting. You probably know that Aaron Copland, one of his most famous works, the Fanfare for the Common Man, was actually composed for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that you know, brings us to speaking about working with, you know, one of America's great orchestras with such a tremendous history that is, you know, really in a moment of great excitement and transition, having appointed Louis Langres as the new music director is just a really amazing and inspiring person. And I think that you know, bringing him into town and to work with, really, you know, the Cincinnati is up there with, you know, in the top, certainly in the top five orchestras, I think, in the United States. And I think they have such a rich tradition. And for, you know, a piece like the Fanfare by Copland having been premiered originally by Cincinnati, I think is just indicative of the kind of richness of this tradition that I think partnering with Music Now and the commitment to new work and doing really like what is essentially an orchestra festival is symbolic of, you know, them taking the lead and kind of stewarding orchestra music into the 21st century.
Can you talk about some of the other works on those concerts?
Yeah, I mean, Friday night there'll be a couple pieces of mine, actually. There's a piece that I wrote for my brother Aaron and I to play with orchestra. It's called St. Caroline by the Sea. And that is a kind of feature of it's a title track of a new record for Deutsche Grammophon. And it's a 13-minute orchestral work. It has a bit of a sort of concerto feel to it, but they're more integrated into the overall colors of the orchestra. And it's a really, you know, exciting work that originally I wrote inspired by Jack Kerouac's Big Sur, which is this amazing, you know, his sort of second most famous book after On the Road, which I was reading at the time when I was asked to write this piece. And the book itself has a kind of orchestral feel to it. So it's sort of loosely inspired by that, by his writing. And then I can say on Saturday night, we'll have one exciting kind of new development is the Louisville-based songwriter Will Oldham, who's one of, you know, America's great folk singers, will be opening the concert, actually, which I think is a very nice. We usually try to pair sort of different things on the festival. And obviously, in this case, we've gone from the 600-seat Memorial Hall, which is very small and intimate, to the kind of grand feel of the Orchestra Hall at Music Hall. So, but in this case, it's going to be really exciting to kind of open that evening with song with Will Oldham.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask you kind of a hard question here. Ask you to kind of make a pitch to the usual Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra audience. How would you talk to them to get them interested in these evenings of new music?
I mean, what I would say is that the tradition of orchestral music and of the great masters of, you know, writing for, you know, the symphony, you know, the Beethovens and Mahlers and, you know, Stravinsky, were all in their way, they were part of a living culture of music and very much at the vanguard of, they were taking risks and they were seeking adventure in their music. And I think that tradition is very much still alive, and that the reason young musicians commit themselves to learning how to play these great works is partly to be part of this, you know, historical tradition, but also to see it. I think that the history only is validated by the living composers who are relating to it. And that in a way, I think audiences that are coming to hear the great works, you know, that are played normally by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra are very open-minded, and that there is a kind of adventurous and just, you know, a culture of people who are excited to hear new things. And that's, you know, something that Music Now has been about since the beginning of commissioning new work and encouraging artists to take risks and to kind of find their own voice. And that's what we're going to be playing out on just a slightly larger stage this year with these new commissions for orchestra, and that the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra is really kind of committing to this idea of new work and a kind of living culture for music.
And that's kind of what I was going to ask you, too, on the other side, is how would you convince your rock fans from the National who aren't typical symphony goers? How do you talk them into going in the music hall for this?
I think that the Music Now has long been a really diverse festival. So we've had a lot of pretty serious concert music, and we've had a lot of things in between. And I think that this year is just going to be like a really good orchestra, such an incredible body of musicians. And I always say, where else can you see, you know, 50, 60, 70 artists on stage making something together? And not only that, but making sounds that no one has ever heard before. And in that way, it's an incredibly unique and exciting time for everyone involved. And And also, you know, the work that will be done on that week in Cincinnati is work that will resonate not only, you know, across America, but internationally and then into the future. These are works that will exist and that will be part of a kind of this living culture of music. And, you know, I think that it's something that people should come and witness.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about these performances coming up on March 21st and 22nd. That's Friday and Saturday evening, when the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra collaborates with the Music Now Festival. We've been speaking with Festival Artistic Director Bryce Dessner. Thank you very much for telling us about these performances.
Thanks so much for having me.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.